The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors. By Edmund Duval. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors by Edmund Duval is a book that explores the idea of memory and how it is connected to the physical spaces we inhabit. Through a series of essays, Duval examines the ways in which our memories are shaped by the places we inhabit, and how those places can be both a source of comfort and a source of pain. He looks at the history of interiors, from the grand palaces of Europe to the humble homes of the working class, and how they have been used to create a sense of identity and belonging. He also examines the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain. He looks at the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. He also looks at the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. The book is divided into three sections: memory, place, and interiors. In the first section, Duval examines the ways in which our memories are shaped by the places we inhabit, and how those places can be both a source of comfort and a source of pain. He looks at the history of interiors, from the grand palaces of Europe to the humble homes of the working class, and how they have been used to create a sense of identity and belonging. He also examines the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain. In the second section, Duval looks at the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. He also looks at the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. He also looks at the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. In the third section, Duval examines the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. He also looks at the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. He also looks at the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors by Edmund Duval is a book that explores the idea of memory and how it is connected to the physical spaces we inhabit. Through a series of essays, Duval examines the ways in which our memories are shaped by the places we inhabit, and how those places can be both a source of comfort and a source of pain. He looks at the history of interiors, from the grand palaces of Europe to the humble homes of the working class, and how they have been used to create a sense of identity and belonging. He also examines the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain. The book is an exploration of the ways in which our memories of these places can be both a source of solace and a source of pain, and how they can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors is a book by Edmund Duval that explores the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. Through a series of essays, Duval examines the ways in which memories are tied to the places we inhabit and how these places can be used to evoke memories. Main idea number 2. Duval examines the concept of memory palaces, which are physical spaces that are used to store memories. He looks at how these spaces can be used to evoke memories and how they can be used to create a sense of nostalgia. Main idea number 3. Duval looks at the history of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He examines how these spaces have been used to store memories and how they have been used to evoke memories. Main idea number 4. Duval looks at the idea of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He examines how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Main idea number 5. Duval examines the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He looks at how memories can be stored in physical spaces and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. Main idea number 6. Duval looks at the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He examines how these spaces have been used to store memories and how they have been used to evoke memories. Main idea number 7. Duval examines the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He looks at how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Main idea number 8. Duval looks at the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He examines how memories can be stored in physical spaces and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. Main idea number 9. Duval examines the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He looks at how these spaces have been used to store memories and how they have been used to evoke memories. Main idea number 10. Duval looks at the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He examines how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Main idea number 11. Duval examines the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He looks at how memories can be stored in physical spaces and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. Main idea number 12. Duval looks at the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He examines how these spaces have been used to store memories and how they have been used to evoke memories. Main idea number 13. Duval examines the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He looks at how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Main idea number 14. Duval looks at the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He examines how memories can be stored in physical spaces and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. Main idea number 15. Duval examines the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He looks at how these spaces have been used to store memories and how they have been used to evoke memories. Main idea number 16. Duval examines the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He looks at how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Main idea number 17. Duval looks at the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He examines how memories can be stored in physical spaces and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. Main idea number 18. Duval examines the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He looks at how these spaces have been used to store memories and how they have been used to evoke memories. Main idea number 19. Duval examines the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He looks at how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Main idea number 20. Duval looks at the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He examines how memories can be stored in physical spaces and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memories can be used to create a sense of nostalgia and how this can be used to evoke memories. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors is a book by Edmond Duval that explores the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. Through a series of essays, Duval examines the ways in which memories are tied to the places we inhabit and how these places can be used to evoke memories. He looks at the history of the memory palace, a mnemonic device used to remember information, and how it has been used throughout the centuries. He also looks at how the physical spaces we inhabit can be used to evoke memories, and how these memories can be used to shape our lives. He also looks at how the physical spaces we inhabit can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. Deval also looks at how the physical spaces we inhabit can be used to create a sense of nostalgia and longing. He looks at how the physical spaces we inhabit can be used to evoke memories of the past, and how these memories can be used to shape our present. He also looks at how the physical spaces we inhabit can be used to create a sense of comfort and security. He looks at how the physical spaces we inhabit can be used to create a sense of belonging and identity. The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors, is an exploration of the ways in which memories are tied to the places we inhabit and how these places can be used to evoke memories. Through a series of essays, Deval examines the ways in which memories are tied to the places we inhabit and how these places can be used to evoke memories. He looks at the history of the Memory Palace, a mnemonic device used to remember information, and how it has been used throughout the centuries. He also looks at how the physical spaces we inhabit can be used to evoke memories, and how these memories can be used to shape our lives. Main idea number 2. In the Memory Palace, Edmond Deval examines the concept of memory palaces, which are physical spaces that are used to store memories. He looks at how these spaces can be used to evoke memories and how they can be used to create a sense of nostalgia. Deval argues that memory palaces are more than just a way to store memories, they are also a way to create a sense of place and to evoke a feeling of belonging. He explains that memory palaces can be used to create a sense of continuity and to help people remember the past. He also looks at how memory palaces can be used to create a sense of identity and to help people remember who they are. Deval examines the history of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He looks at how they have been used in different cultures and how they have been used to remember important events. He also looks at how memory palaces can be used to help people remember important facts and figures. He explains that memory palaces can be used to help people remember things that they have learned and to help them remember things that they have experienced. Deval also looks at how memory palaces can be used to help people remember the people and places that they have encountered in their lives. He explains that memory palaces can be used to evoke memories of people and places that have been important to them. He also looks at how memory palaces can be used to help people remember the stories and experiences that they have had. He argues that memory palaces can be used to help people remember the past and to help them create a sense of continuity in their lives. Main idea number 3. In his book The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors, Edmond Deval looks at the history of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He examines how these spaces have been used to store memories and how they have been used to evoke memories. Deval explains that memory palaces were first used by the ancient Greeks and Romans, and were later adopted by medieval scholars. He looks at how these spaces were used to store knowledge and how they were used to help people remember facts and stories. He also looks at how memory palaces were used to help people recall events and experiences, and how they were used to help people remember the past. Deval also looks at how memory palaces were used to help people remember the future, and how they were used to help people plan for the future. Finally, he looks at how memory palaces were used to help people remember the present, and how they were used to help people make decisions in the present. Deval's book is an exploration of the history of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He looks at how these spaces were used to store memories and how they were used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memory palaces were used to help people remember the past, the present, and the future. Through his exploration of the history of memory palaces, Deval provides readers with an understanding of how these spaces have been used to store and evoke memories throughout the centuries. Main idea number 4. In the Memory Palace, Edmond Deval looks at the idea of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He argues that nostalgia is a powerful tool for evoking memories, and that it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. He explains that nostalgia is a complex emotion, and that it can be used to evoke both positive and negative memories. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of belonging and identity, and how it can be used to create a sense of comfort and security. He argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of continuity and connection with the past, and that it can be used to create a sense of hope for the future. Ultimately, Duvall argues that nostalgia is an important part of our lives, and that it can be used to create a sense of meaning and purpose. Duvall also examines how memory palaces can be used to evoke nostalgia. He explains that memory palaces are a type of mnemonic device, and that they can be used to store and recall memories. He argues that memory palaces can be used to evoke nostalgia by creating a physical space that is associated with the past. He explains that memory palaces can be used to evoke memories of people, places, and events, and that they can be used to evoke a sense of longing for the past. He also looks at how memory palaces can be used to create a sense of continuity and connection with the past, and how they can be used to create a sense of hope for the future. Main idea number 5. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duvall examines the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He argues that memories can be stored in physical spaces, and that these spaces can be used to evoke memories. Duvall looks at how memories are formed and how they can be recalled through physical spaces. He examines how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, and sounds, and how these can be used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memories can be shared through physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to create a sense of community. Finally, he looks at how physical spaces can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. Duvall's exploration of memory and physical spaces is both fascinating and thought-provoking. He looks at how memories can be stored in physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. He examines how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, and sounds, and how these can be used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memories can be shared through physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to create a sense of community. Finally, he looks at how physical spaces can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. Main idea number 6. In his book The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors, Edmond Duvall looks at the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He explains that memory palaces are a type of mnemonic device, which are used to store and recall memories. Duvall examines how these spaces have been used to evoke memories, and how they have been used to store memories. He looks at the history of memory palaces, from their use in ancient Greece to their use in the Renaissance, and how they have been used in different cultures. He also looks at how memory palaces have been used in literature, art, and music, and how they have been used to create a sense of nostalgia. Duvall's book is an exploration of the history and use of memory palaces, and how they have been used to evoke memories and create a sense of nostalgia. Main idea number 7. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duvall examines the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He argues that nostalgia is a powerful tool for evoking memories, and that it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Duvall looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of place and how it can be used to evoke a sense of belonging. He also examines how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has passed. Duvall argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a person or a thing that has been lost. Duvall also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. He examines how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories of a place or a time that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a person or a thing that has been lost. Duvall argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. Main idea number 8. In the Memory Palace, Edmond Duval looks at the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He argues that memories can be stored in physical spaces, and that these spaces can be used to evoke memories. He examines how memories are connected to the physical environment, and how the physical environment can be used to evoke memories. He looks at how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, sounds, and other sensory experiences. He also looks at how memories can be triggered by the architecture of a space, and how the architecture of a space can be used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memories can be triggered by the atmosphere of a space, and how the atmosphere of a space can be used to evoke memories. Finally, he looks at how memories can be triggered by the history of a space, and how the history of a space can be used to evoke memories. Duval's exploration of memory and physical spaces is an important contribution to our understanding of how memories are connected to physical spaces. He provides a comprehensive look at how memories can be stored in physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. His work provides insight into how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, sounds, and other sensory experiences, as well as how memories can be triggered by the architecture of a space, the atmosphere of a space, and the history of a space. His work is an important contribution to our understanding of how memories are connected to physical spaces, and how physical spaces can be used to evoke memories. Main idea number 9. In his book The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors, Edmond Duval examines the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He explains that memory palaces are physical spaces that have been used to store memories, and to evoke memories. Duval looks at how these spaces have been used in different cultures, from the ancient Greeks to the Renaissance, and how they have been adapted and changed over time. He also looks at how memory palaces have been used in literature, art, and architecture, and how they have been used to create a sense of nostalgia and longing. Duval's exploration of memory palaces is both fascinating and thought-provoking, and provides an interesting insight into the history and use of these spaces. Main idea number 10. In the Memory Palace, Edmond Duval looks at the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He argues that nostalgia is a powerful tool for evoking memories, and that it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Duval examines how nostalgia can be used to create a vivid and emotionally charged atmosphere in a memory palace, and how it can be used to evoke memories of people, places, and events. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to bring back memories of a time gone by. Duval's exploration of nostalgia and memory palaces is an insightful and thought-provoking look at how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories and create a sense of longing for the past. Main idea number 11. In the Memory Palace, Edmond Duval examines the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He argues that memories can be stored in physical spaces, and that these spaces can be used to evoke memories. Duval looks at how memories are formed and how they can be recalled through physical spaces. He examines how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, and sounds, and how these can be used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memories can be shared through physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to create a sense of community. Finally, he looks at how physical spaces can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. Duval's exploration of memory and physical spaces is both fascinating and thought-provoking. He looks at how memories can be stored in physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. He examines how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, and sounds, and how these can be used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memories can be shared through physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to create a sense of community. Finally, he looks at how physical spaces can be used to create a sense of identity and belonging. Main idea number 12. In his book The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors, Edmond Duval looks at the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He explains that memory palaces are a type of mnemonic device, which are used to store and recall memories. Duvall examines how these spaces have been used to evoke memories, and how they have been used to store memories. He looks at the history of memory palaces, from their use in ancient Greece to their use in the Renaissance, and how they have been used in different cultures. He also looks at how memory palaces have been used in literature, art, and music, and how they have been used to create a sense of nostalgia. Duvall's book is an exploration of the history and use of memory palaces, and how they have been used to evoke memories and create a sense of nostalgia. Main idea number 13. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duvall examines the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He argues that nostalgia is a powerful tool for evoking memories, and that it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Duvall looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of place and how it can be used to evoke a sense of belonging. He also examines how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has passed. Duvall argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a person or a thing that has been lost. Duvall also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. He examines how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories of a place or a time that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a person or a thing that has been lost. Duvall argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. Main idea number 14. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duvall looks at the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He argues that memories can be stored in physical spaces, and that these spaces can be used to evoke memories. He examines how memories are linked to the physical environment, and how the physical environment can be used to evoke memories. He looks at how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, sounds, and other sensory experiences. He also looks at how memories can be triggered by the architecture of a space, and how the architecture of a space can be used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memories can be triggered by the atmosphere of a space, and how the atmosphere of a space can be used to evoke memories. Finally, he looks at how memories can be triggered by the history of a space, and how the history of a space can be used to evoke memories. Duvall's exploration of memory and physical spaces is an important contribution to our understanding of how memories are stored and how they can be evoked. He provides a comprehensive look at how memories are connected to physical spaces, and how physical spaces can be used to evoke memories. His work provides insight into how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, sounds, and other sensory experiences, as well as how memories can be triggered by the architecture, atmosphere, and history of a space. His work is an important contribution to our understanding of how memories are stored and how they can be evoked. Main idea number 15. In his book The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors, Edmond Duvall examines the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He explains that memory palaces are physical spaces that have been used to store memories, and to evoke memories. Duvall looks at how these spaces have been used in different cultures, from the ancient Greeks to the Renaissance, and how they have been adapted and changed over time. He also looks at how memory palaces have been used in literature, art, and architecture, and how they have been used to create a sense of nostalgia and longing. Duvall's exploration of memory palaces is both fascinating and thought-provoking, and provides an interesting insight into the history and use of these spaces. Main idea number 16. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duvall examines the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He argues that nostalgia is a powerful tool for evoking memories, and that it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Duvall looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of place and how it can be used to evoke a sense of belonging. He also examines how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has passed. Duvall argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a person or a thing that has been lost. Duvall also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. He examines how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories of a place or a time that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a person or a thing that has been lost. Duvall argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. Main idea number 17. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duvall looks at the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He argues that memories can be stored in physical spaces, and that these spaces can be used to evoke memories. He examines how memories are connected to the physical environment, and how the physical environment can be used to evoke memories. He looks at how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, sounds, and other sensory experiences. He also looks at how memories can be triggered by the architecture of a space, and how the architecture of a space can be used to evoke memories. He also looks at how memories can be triggered by the atmosphere of a space, and how the atmosphere of a space can be used to evoke memories. Finally, he looks at how memories can be triggered by the history of a space, and how the history of a space can be used to evoke memories. Duvall's exploration of memory and physical spaces is an important contribution to our understanding of how memories are connected to physical spaces. He provides a comprehensive look at how memories can be stored in physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. His work provides insight into how memories can be triggered by certain objects, smells, sounds, and other sensory experiences, as well as how memories can be triggered by the architecture of a space, the atmosphere of a space, and the history of a space. His work is an important contribution to our understanding of how memories are connected to physical spaces, and how physical spaces can be used to evoke memories. Main idea number 18. In his book The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors, Edmond Duvall examines the idea of memory palaces and how they have been used throughout the centuries. He explains that memory palaces are physical spaces that have been used to store memories, and to evoke memories. Duvall looks at how these spaces have been used in different cultures, from the ancient Greeks to the Renaissance, and how they have been adapted and changed over time. He also looks at how memory palaces have been used in literature, art, and architecture, and how they have been used to create a sense of nostalgia and longing. Duvall's exploration of memory palaces is both fascinating and thought-provoking, and provides an interesting insight into the history and use of these spaces. Main idea number 19. In The Memory Palace, Edmond Duvall examines the concept of nostalgia and how it is connected to memory palaces. He argues that nostalgia is a powerful tool for evoking memories, and that it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. Duvall looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of place and how it can be used to evoke a sense of belonging. He also examines how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has passed. Duvall argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a person or a thing that has been lost. Duvall also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. He examines how nostalgia can be used to evoke memories of a place or a time that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of longing for the past. He also looks at how nostalgia can be used to create a sense of comfort and security, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a person or a thing that has been lost. Duvall argues that nostalgia can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a place that has been lost, and how it can be used to create a sense of nostalgia for a time that has been forgotten. Main idea number 20. In his book The Memory Palace, A Book of Lost Interiors, Edmond Duvall examines the idea of memory and how it is connected to physical spaces. He looks at how memories can be stored in physical spaces, and how these spaces can be used to evoke memories. He also explores how memories can be used to create a sense of nostalgia, and how this can be used to evoke memories. Duvall examines how memories can be used to create a sense of identity and how physical spaces can be used to evoke memories of the past. He also looks at how memories can be used to create a sense of belonging and how physical spaces can be used to evoke memories of the present. Finally, he looks at how memories can be used to create a sense of hope and how physical spaces can be used to evoke memories of the future. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.